This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me. Let's see how much trouble we can get in 15 minutes, shall we? We're looking at the death. Actually, I've entitled this The Murder of John the Baptist. We've been looking and comparing John the Baptist with Elijah. There's a definite connection between the two there, where the Lord Jesus says, if you are willing to accept this, he is Elijah. So then they go to John the Baptist and ask him, are you Elijah? And he goes, no, I'm not. So what gives? There's more to this guy than meets the eye. That's what we're looking at. Now here today, well, the Lord says in Malachi chapter 4, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Malachi chapter 4, we're still waiting for that to happen. So are the Jews. Elijah's going to come back again. Now, what we're looking at here today is the return of two possible people that could be or could call themselves Elijah, one of them being the two witnesses we started looking at yesterday. Here today, we're going to look at the second person who's going to call himself Elijah. At least perhaps would not surprise me. That's the way I see it. But let's hear that now. This is next to last part of this message, the murder of John the Baptist. And then tomorrow, we're going to wrap this up here tonight. I invite you out to Island Community Church at 6 o'clock, where we are in Acts chapter 21 and chapter 22. We're looking at about the end of the line here for the Apostle Paul on his last missionary journey before him getting arrested and sent to Jerusalem. So that's where we're at in our verse-by-verse study in Acts. That's at 6 to 7 o'clock tonight. Now, here is part 3 of the murder of John the Baptist.
My Bible, if you have a good Bible, you'll see 3 references there. 1 Kings 18:38. 2 Kings 1:10 and Luke 9:54. The first reference here is Elijah calling fire down out of heaven. It says, for the sake of time, let me run through this. Elijah says, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. No one has done this since Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9. He's sitting on a hill. Someone comes up to him and says, man of God, come down. And Elijah said to the captain of the 50, if I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Elijah was the last person to do this. Now, lastly, let me read this to you. Luke 9:54. Now, when his disciples, James and John, saw this, that was something to do with the Samaritans. They said, Lord, do you want us to command fire down from heaven and consume them like Elijah did? See, this is already legendary by this time, okay? What Elijah did was legendary to these people. And Moses. Elijah is like Moses to a Jew. Greatly revered. Studied. All that he ever did was chronicled and remembered. Like we do with red letters in our Bible. The Jews do with Elijah and Moses. Now, Revelation 13, verse 13, it says he performs great signs. This is the false prophet we're talking about. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. Verse 14, he deceives those who dwell on the earth. He deceives those who dwell on the earth. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which he was granted to do. The verse continues, saying to those that dwell on the earth that they should make an image, Greek word icon, an exact representation of something. They should make an image to the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man may buy or sell, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, I put this to you. I believe, church, that on the earth, at the same time, in your lifetime, is going to be the real Elijah and a phony Elijah. On the earth at the same time. What an astounding thing. What a time to be alive. I sure would like to be around to see this. A futuristic game of to tell the truth, right? Will the real Elijah please stand up? Except this is no game. Because if you guess wrong here, you'll descend into hell. Right alongside, or para, these two. Now, there's my introduction today. Let's get started on my message. Mark chapter 6, verse 14. Certainly, there's more to Elijah than meets the eye, right? Isn't it funny how when the phony Elijah gets here, he can point to the scriptures to justify himself? He can say, look, I'm Elijah. We don't believe that New Testament. Let's go to the Old. It's Jews that are here, right? Points to Malachi chapter 4 and says, that's me. And I'm going to authenticate it by doing something no one has done since Elijah. And he's going to call fire down out of heaven. And he deceives those that dwell on the earth. Remember what it means to be deceived. You're going to be tricked into believing he's someone that he's not. Mark. Now King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said, look, John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said, I'm in Mark 6:15. Others say, it's Elijah. Others said, this is a prophet, or is one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John, whom I have beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Verse 18. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Now let's cut right to the chase. Herein lies the problem. An intolerance for holiness and an intolerance for the word of God. Remember why John the Apostle was sent to the island of Patmos. I was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what got him sent to prison. The word of God and believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. Just like today. I challenge you. Why don't you try announcing this in public? Walk out here and say, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. Try that, and you'll see this spiritual phenomenon in action firsthand. At the mere mention of the holiness of God and his righteous word sends people into an absolute tizzy and frenzied hatred and anger. The president and founder of a company called Mozilla, have you ever heard of them? Make a web browser, it's called Firefox. The president and founder, one day, 7 or 8 years prior to this happening, had sent money to support a cause. That cause was traditional marriage. Once people in his company found out that this man actually believed in traditional marriage, it caused and created a huge uproar. They forced the president, owner, and founder out of his own company. His crime was sending $100 to support a bill that was up to vote, a marriage between a man and a woman. That was his crime because of an intolerance for this book. An intolerance of righteousness. An intolerance of all things good and holy. This problem has existed since then. Again, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Verse 19, therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing he was a just man and a holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him gladly. And when a convenient day had come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to you. And he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to you. All right, big mistake. This is just lust speaking, nothing else. Verse 24. So she went forth, she said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Holy Spirit, I need your touch more than ever before. Oh Jesus, I need your love, and I'm desperate for. Holy Spirit, I need your touch more than ever.